I think it's safe to say that most people, if given the option, would rather be the bearer of good news than the bearer of bad news. But the reality for most of us is that we have to do some of both. That's what the prophet Jeremiah thought he was getting into. When God called Jeremiah in chapter 1 of the book, he told him, "I set you over the nations to destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant." So God picked Jeremiah to do two very different things, both important. To destroy and demolish all the bad news, and to build and plant all the good news. But that's why Jeremiah is so upset today in the first reading. He feels like God has only given him the first part. "Every time I open my mouth," he says, "violence and outrage. You tricked me, Lord." He said, "You duped me, and I let myself be duped." It's like the young man who calls his mom and says, "Mom, I have some good news and some bad news." "Really?" "The good news is that the airbags in the car work just fine." You know, it's one of those times when even the good news is bad news. But Jeremiah discovered something about the reverse. That sometimes sharing the negative side of a message was necessary, even helpful, to lead people in a positive direction. That's why he said, "I can't hold it in anymore. I've got to say this." He recognized that leading someone in a positive direction sometimes happens by showing the benefits of going there, and sometimes happens by showing the harms of staying where you are. We've all been there. Is it more effective to threaten a student with detention or entice them with extra recess? Is it more loving to instill in someone the fear of going to hell or instill in them the desire of going to heaven? Is it more important to speak about the ugliness of racism or the beauty and dignity of a black person that has been hurt by it? Is it more effective to emphasize the harms of contraception or the benefits of natural family planning? The reality, as with so many aspects of our faith, is that it's not an either-or question. In fact, that's the journey of our life. If I'm moving toward what is bad, then I'm moving away from what is good. And if I'm moving toward what is good, then I'm moving away from what is bad. St. Paul says that sin is worshiping the creature instead of the Creator. So even when Jeremiah told Israel that what they were doing was wrong, even when he warned them that their path was leading to destruction, he was also pointing out God to them. Granted, telling someone what they cannot do sometimes takes more energy than telling someone what they can do. And that's partly because there are several creatures and only one creator. It's like a parent or a teacher who says to a child, no, you can't touch that. Don't say that word ever again. No, you can't go there. No, put that back. Sometimes by necessity, that becomes much more common than saying, that's great. Sure, you can do that. But perhaps the ultimate example of bad news being good news comes out of the mouth of Jesus in the gospel today. Take up your cross and follow me. Isn't that bad news? Bad news? I have to get rid of that habit, that subscription, that friend of mine, that playlist. I have to embrace my new illness, my new responsibility, the person who needs my time. But then he says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Talk about turning bad news on its head. Whether Jesus is showing us the harms of sin or the joy of finding him, he's reminding us why the word gospel literally means good news.